Rabbi Ricky's on the phone.
I thought I was here.
He's actually here. That thing lied to us.
You just tried to get me to laugh.
I'm just trying to get him to laugh because he's been sighing around here.
I've been groaning.
Groaning is all he's done when he, since he's walked in the door. He's just been. This is the news according to me.
There it goes again.
Nothing I can do, folks. Just, nothing I can do for you.
I'm just going to moan for the next 4 years. Except when I'm laughing at you.
He's moaning more than the guy in Jaws. The skipper of the one boat that got eaten in half.
Yeah, that's right.
He put up more of a fight. Yeah, his leg's bitten off.
Of course, he was drunk when that happened.
That's true. So yeah.
Maybe that's the solution here.
Give me the whiskey.
Won't hurt so bad when we drive off that's the cliff.
Right. That's in reference to a Tim Hawkins thing, in case those of you who don't know. You have to listen to all of Tim Hawkins stuff so you know what we're talking about. So not really much happened today.
Just. Our worst nightmares were confirmed.
I just about took a sip here. About blew that all over the place.
It's like I'm waking up into the ZA.
Yeah. Well, this is the new administration that we now have a part of our lives now. So,
do you have a toilet flush sound?
I think this is the official White House song. Whenever Joe walks out, this is what we're going to hear.
You never know what he's going to say. Corn Popper's a bad dude.
That's right. Yeah. So we have a new president.
Or you need the Star Wars theme.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
The Darth Vader
theme. Or maybe
theme.
What's the one that was a spoof on the Star Wars thing?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we need we need something. No, that's just that he's not even scary.
You know, no, he's scary is what all the people around him
exactly,
are going to do.
Exactly. And look at the people he's putting in his cabinet and stuff. This is like,
well, I heard they were all moderates.
Oh yeah, they're all moderates, and they're all some kind of health secretary is now. She's a transsexual, I guess, or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a.
Did
token,
he set a lot of records
have
in women's sports?
Yeah, I think he did. He did
probably so.
One of the things he's going to do today is sign that legislation so you can use whatever bathroom you want. However you're identifying it.
You know,
moment.
That's really moving the country forward.
Oh, that needed to be done right away. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but by golly, you need to go to be able to go to the international depression.
That's why we elected him.
That's right.
Right?
That's why he got 80 million votes.
Because people were worried about transsexual bathrooms.
We
got to
get that bathroom rights back.
And Corn Pop was a bad
That's right.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's
There's
right.
Going to be some legislation. The next bill they put across his desk is going to say Corn Pop is a bad dude.
Yeah, he'll sign it.
I wonder if he actually knows how to sign his name anymore.
I don't know.
If he just
does, he even know where he's
they
at.
They have a guy behind him.
Does he realize he's in the White House?
I was wondering. I expected to see him out walking around on the lawn there somewhere, that going, "Hey, what's up? What am I doing? So
where's that train I saw?
Sure, pressure." So, yeah, because
he's probably going to go walking into the Senate thinking he's still working there.
Well, you know, if they just let him go after the inauguration, if they just let him go and do whatever he wanted, he would never find his way back to the Oval Office. You know, he'd never make it there.
Gosh.
He's out there in the yard somewhere walking around. And the guy with the football is walking behind him like,
That's right.
Some little help here? A little help?
Where's Nancy?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do I give this to Nancy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty, we're in bad shape here.
We are.
This is not funny. Yeah. You hear the flushing sound. Yeah, this is not going to be good. Like we were talking about earlier. It's like, okay, so we were we really were expecting the ground to open up and swallow all these
people.
We
were praying for it.
And we thought, well, okay, they got the... Never has there been a better time for the military just to step in and just say, we've got them all. This is just going to call this the D.C. prison from now on.
That's right.
We'll build another temple to democracy somewhere else.
No kidding.
And they didn't do it. That brings up an issue.
What issue is that?
This is really troubling.
All right.
So
worse than Biden being in the White House?
Well, at the moment, I can't think of anything worse.
Yes.
You know those guys that were down in that? They got in that, they were in that mine and it collapsed.
Oh, yeah,
right.
There
for like 90 days or how long they were.
That'd be bad.
This is worse.
This is worse.
This is worse than that. Those guys are like, well, at least we don't have Biden as a president.
That's right. That would be worse.
That would be worse. This is the worst. So all this show that they put on to have.
Yeah.
Almost 30,000 troops there.
Right.
They added, because they added more. They had 25 and they put more in today. So.
Well, yeah.
And then there were active troops there.
Right.
And you don't know how many. Yeah. Then there were active troops there, which, you know, posse comitatus, that goes, you can't have active military acting as law enforcement in this country for any length of time other than a national disaster or some kind of a issue.
Well, that was a national disaster.
Apparently it was.
Him being sworn as his president.
Yeah, that is a national. Okay, well, they got me there. Okay, I got to give you that one. I'll agree to that. That's just tea. It's not. I wish I had some hot chocolate because that soothes my nerves and this sugar kind of tends to get me wrapped up.
Mm.
So I'll be screaming here in a little bit. In between the moaning.
Yeah, that's right.
And the crying. It's all fun and games until the screaming and the moaning. What was that when that in Jurassic Park when he said, what was that one line he had? Yeah, it's all fun until the screaming and the moaning.
Until the exhibit start eating the.
Yeah,
that's a bad day, too.
That's not a good day for the. Yeah. No. So this bothers me, though, because they set up this whole. It's all about optics with them.
Oh, yeah.
So they set up this whole thing. They had to have this big, huge show of force because it's so dangerous. Because these radical right-wingers, these Trump supporters, white national
racists. Didn't you see the videos when they stormed the Capitol?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
They were taking selfies of each other.
Yeah, they were in there and they practically burned the place down.
Yeah, there's nothing left. Yeah.
Did you see the one with the cop standing there telling them, hey, guys, can I get you guys to leave?
Yeah.
This is really a sacred place. Can you guys...
Even Mr. Viking Horns was just kind of being...
He's like, no, take some pictures, man.
Of course, he was probably high, but...
He probably was, because he probably hadn't had his organic food for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a guy that was in there. One guy that was in there was shot. He said he got shot in the face with a rubber bullet or something, I guess. He was in pretty bad shape. But he was laying down, and he was like on the phone trying to talk to somebody.
That probably would hurt.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Yeah.
But
anyway, back to your, so this
so
is bothering
this,
you.
This optics thing here going on. And then do we just call her the congresswoman formerly known as AOC? I'm not going to name any names, but let's just say her name rhymes with Ocasio-Cortez. So she says, and she's speaking for, and she's not the only one, but she
you
was.
You know, she's been getting a lot more airtime lately, which is pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly, which is what I was about to say, because now she is actually speaking for more people. There's like more people getting behind her little
I wonder
squad.
How Nancy feels about that.
Oh, I bet she loves it. I bet she just loves that. I bet she loved it.
I thought I told.
Well, my tooth. Well, teeth falling out.
What? Well, oh, sorry. I thought
that's right,
we had the agreement to get rid of her.
That's right. Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. So she has come out and said, and there's several other Congress people have said this too.
Mm.
The one guy who thought the island was going to tip over.
Oh yeah. Another stalwart of.
He's a bright one.
So
we
IQ.
Have all these. Basically, they've come out and said that the group that was coming in the Capitol was coming in to kill all the black people. They were going to lynch them all, and they're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Then they started accusing the Capitol police of being in on it, and saying that there's a bunch of racist Capitol police. And this is what AOC has come out and said. They don't trust the Capitol because they can't come out and say we need. They have to have that narrative of we can't trust the police,
right?
Because we're not white, so therefore we can't trust the police. And they have to keep that narrative going. How do you think that makes the Capitol Police feel?
How do they sleep at night?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know. These guys lay their lives down every day. They know. They know that they're there to guard those people there. So then you've got all these military people out there. And because they're like, we need this big military presence. And then they realize, wait a minute, 80% of the military voted for Trump.
Well, yeah, and that makes them all white supremacists.
And about 80% of them out there are white.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of white supremacists out there.
Yeah.
So then they have to start vetting them with the FBI.
Yeah, I heard they pulled 12
12 out. 12 out, yeah.
Yeah.
Who had questionable.
We don't know for what.
Well, here's a
probably
little,
a Trump tattoo on their butt or something.
Funny you
like
should
that.
Ask that question, because here's a little ditty that now has come out.
Oh boy.
If they were oath keepers, that seems to be one of the reasons they were pulling people out or suspected them of anything.
Enlighten me. What's an oath keeper?
Get this. I'm flipping out. I'm going to flip out.
Find some hot chocolate quick.
Hot chocolate's coming. I'm going to try the tea again, but it's not working. It's just going to make it worse. But that's what you guys get paid. That's what you guys pay for. When you sign up for this channel, you wanted Kevin flipping out. That's what you ordered. I assume.
So what's the oath keeper?
An oath keeper.
Yeah. What's
so that? Where have you been the last 20 years?
I don't know. I guess I'll probably know if you start telling me.
So these oath keepers are, it's an organization that, it's kind of like a club or association that people join. Police officers, army, anybody in the military join this thing.
Okay.
And it is basically to say that the oath that we take to uphold and defend the Constitution is the most important part of our oath. So they will always defend and uphold the Constitution on the side of the people's rights.
Seems like the kind of guys, gals I'd want to have as friends.
These people are all racist.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know they are. Yeah.
So, well, that's because the people that did the Constitution were all racist.
Well, they were all slave owners.
Yeah,
every single one of them.
Yeah. We need to go back and impeach every one of them, too.
Well, we might as well, because we got that. We can do that now. Yes, you know, when you start...
Because dead people rise from the grave to vote.
Barely.
Who knows,
they
might run for office. Yeah. Well, Joe Biden ran for office, and he's...
He's pretty much gone.
Yeah. I was mentally.
Yeah, he's a zombie. So, or maybe the zombie got to him because
maybe you know what they eat. AOC's brains.
Well,
that's what happened.
They ate each other's brains. They went to lunch together. That was the end of that.
You thought he was sniffing her hair.
That's right.
That's not
He's
what
just
was
smelling his food.
He was looking for the brains and didn't find any.
Next. So that's what they're considering those people to be questionable. Now think about that. The only people who are so is taking an oath. Does taking an oath even mean anything anymore?
We're gonna have 4 years of this.
So that's what's disgusting about this is that if you take an oath and you're serious about it, now that's considered dangerous. If you carry an American flag around on your truck, that's considered dangerous. Because the flag is racist. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, yeah, because all patriots are terrorists now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the new narrative.
Yeah. I've even seen some people on the book I shall not name about people's faces that my leftist friends have said, you know, I know that the flag has been taken over by patriots, but I really do appreciate the flag. So I put my flag out on Flag Day, and it was all this stuff, and I was like, so it's not right to be a patriot. You can't be a patriot anymore. That's apparently not. That's a bad thing now to be a patriot because it's been hijacked.
Well, you know, that goes back to, you know, when we were, think about what drove them all nutty when Trump hit the scene.
Yeah.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
Why does anybody in this
because America was never great.
Problems with that?
If you weren't white, America was never great.
So when you think about that, it goes back to where we were talking. We actually talked before we actually do this.
Before we turn on the microphones.
Try to lower the blood pressure a little bit. Or
sometimes it just ramps us up more.
But, you know, if you're going to go on the side that it's wrong to make America great again or take that kind of a stand, then what are you for?
Yeah. Well, they therefore burning down America,
replacing America. Yeah, so, I mean, so they call us white supremacists and terrorists, and now that they, you know, because we had that riot at the Capitol, you know, all of 1 hour where nobody went in and everybody went in and walked around and took selfies. Yeah.
It was a deadly attack.
But because that happened, yeah, and they were all scared.
Yeah.
So because of that, now we are terrorists, and that's going to be the narrative from here on out.
Yeah.
You know, and, but if they don't want to make America great, and we do, I mean, so you see where I'm going? It's just like, who, if that's their stance, what are they?
What are they going to make America?
Yeah. I mean, they call us those things. Why don't we call them what they really are?
Yeah.
They are the fascists. They're the communists. They want to get rid of our system of government because we all know, you know, good old Chuck, well, everything's on the table.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to add states. They're going to pack the Supreme Court, effectively killing one branch of government.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they take us terrorists to court for saying something bad,
you don't have any place to appeal to.
Because now we have, you know, it's wrong to say bad things. You can get kicked out of the Senate for it.
Right.
So there's no court that's going to, you know, it's all what they want to say.
And you think about the issue of the 230, the clause, the 230 that all the big tech hides behind.
Right.
It won't matter if you sue them anymore. I mean, they can take that away and you can sue them. What difference would, you know, at that point, you know.
Right.
Well, at that,
I know what's coming.
Where'd it go? Got to find it here. It's here somewhere. I know it's here. Yeah, there we go.
What difference at this point does it make?
Right. Exactly. Because we're going to take it to the courts. The courts are already, you know, they're becoming more politicized.
Yeah.
So they're more corrupt. And they won't, will they even hear your case? You know, if you try to sue them for defamation, you know, you're going to say, well, I'm going to sue them because they said I was a white
supremacist.
Apparently
the courts don't take cases anymore when there's plenty of evidence.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't agree with my way of thinking, so I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, we're too scared to take it because there's going to be riots.
We don't want to have any riots, so we're not going to do that.
You know, what do you think? Do you really think there's going to be no more riots in the next 2 years, 4 years? What are they going to do when it happens?
Bail them out.
Well, we just need to let people do what they're going to do.
You know,
we'll.
It's democracy. This is what democracy looks like.
Yeah, those are peaceful protests.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Kamala,
when things are going up in flames.
Kami was part of the whole bail them out thing. She was, you know, and doing that. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. You know, because they shouldn't stop, and they're not going to stop. And you'll find that when she has a hard time putting words together, she starts repeating herself a lot. I've noticed that in several different interviews, she does that. She did it with even Stephen Colbert of all people, the really tough guy. You know, he said, why did you say that? You basically called, you know, Joe Biden a racist and a pedophile, and she said,
It was a debate.
And then he asked her another question. She goes, yeah, I mean, he tried to drill down on it and actually get an answer out of her. She goes, it was a debate. She said it like three times. She kept laughing. That's we're gonna 4 years of that.
I heard,
and when she becomes president here in the next couple of weeks, it's gonna be worse.
Oh, I heard a big media headline today was
they're already after
what kind of shoes she has.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
about that.
That's a
it's ice cream color. It's the same color as ice cream as Joe Biden's ice cream.
You know, I find it really interesting. I'm just going to throw this out there. It's just kind of coincidence. You know, Kami can't make it to the first primary.
Yeah.
And before that, B.O. says, oh, she's my candidate that I'm going to endorse. Joe? No, I'm never going to endorse him.
Right.
That
right.
fool.
Yeah.
You know? And so she tanks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Joe soars.
Yeah.
This old decrepit
Tuesday,
that doesn't know where he's at.
Yeah.
And who's he picked for his VP?
Huh. How's that? That fits in there pretty
good. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Huh. Wonder who told him to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell you what, Joe. I'll endorse you if you put Kami in as. I bet there wasn't even a discussion.
No.
I bet it was, okay, now Kamala's going to be your VP, and then I'm going to endorse you.
No, what they said was, Joe, if. There's ice cream over in the other room. Walk into that room there.
You have to sign this piece of paper.
Yeah,
here.
And then you can have an ice cream cone,
Joe. All
the ice
cream you want, Joe. Yeah, that's pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, it's still. We're still living in it.
It's
still here. Is it still 2021, or have we skipped it? Can I? Is there a way?
Is there a way to fast forward?
Is there? Yeah, I was gonna say. Is there a way to just go to sleep for like 4 years? Wake up on the other side.
You might be scared of what you wake up to.
No, that could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you catch any of Biden's speech today?
I heard the one part where he said, I was really inspired. He said,
get this. What was? Oh, name is escaping me right now. The guy that did the first debate, Chris Wallace.
Oh, brother.
You know what he said?
It's hard to tell.
It was the best inauguration speech I have ever heard.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
Oh, my gosh. And he was the moderator in the first debate.
Oh, he has no bias at all. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he's a...
Chris, go home.
Just go home.
Seriously.
Register as a Democrat and get it over with. He probably already is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, he said it was the best debate. I don't know. Poor Uncle Joe. He sounded like he was struggling.
He did.
Because not everything... trying to stay lucid or something. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know, you can. There are some mental drugs that are out there that they know work.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure they didn't do any of that. Like for the debate.
No, nothing like
you
that.
Know,
no.
A whole day,
he's sharp
couple, as a tack. 3 or 4 days prior to the debate, he goes into hiding, and I'm sure they didn't have an IV stuck in his arm. You know,
so there was already there was already an article now that just came out today, or I think it was today.
Oh, it's just a matter of time.
They were already concerned that he had to.
Now they're concerned.
They're concerned.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because they know, and they knew all this. They didn't put it out. They said during the debates, he had to basically memorize his responses to different, he couldn't read, he couldn't think on his feet. He had to have these memorized responses to these. They were really concerned because he wasn't able to memorize them very well, so they really had to drill him in. That's why he would, 9 o'clock, we got to put the lid on today for the next week. He's got to prepare for the debate in 2 weeks.
You almost feel sorry for the guy that they put him through that.
It really, and here's the worst of it, is those drugs that they're using, they have a really bad side effect. After you take them for so long, they do a lot of bad things to your body.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
He's probably going to start getting shakes here before too long. I mean, they say that it's about 6 months if you're really juicing up a lot, which is about how long it's been, that you start having tremors and all kinds of neurology problems because of what's going on. Because you're hyper-activating the synapses and the boutons and all the stuff that
going
on. Oh,
wow, that's getting technical.
Yeah, well, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of democracy.
I play a doctor on TV.
I play a doctor on my podcast. So, now my wife is a doctor, though. So, she has her doctorate. So, but she's just as much of a doctor as Jill Biden is.
Yeah.
Actually, she's more of one because she's at least a registered nurse.
Yes.
At least she has some medical background.
That's right. We trust her.
And at least her doctorate is in something medical, not just a, education, which it is an education as well. But let's just face it. My wife is smarter than Jill Biden, the first lady.
Together.
And I hope she's hearing this.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. I mean,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, because they're already making comments, and they knew this whole time.
But back to his speech, though. I mean, aside from the fact that he was struggling, Chris Wallace was
bloviating.
Yeah, peeing his pants or something. I don't know. And he was saying things like, "Just it's all general." You know, there's nothing specific in it.
It's all flowery
stuff.
Except
when it came down to labeling half of America as white supremacists and terrorists.
He was really on that spot.
Yeah, he was. It's amazing that he said that, and literally in the next sentence, he calls for unity.
Yeah,
that's, how's that going to work for you?
Like we said, the only unity the left knows is when you comply to what they want.
But where I really, exactly. But where I really wanted to puke, seriously, puke. We're back on the Democratic
can you say
diet
puke?
Plan.
Can you take the take that thing away from the microphone so you can say puke? Say, puke. There they go. That's it.
Actually, I was
all the folks that blew your ear.
Actually, it's probably more like projectile vomit.
Yeah.
Is when he said that the will of the people has been spoken or whatever it was, something like that.
Oh, I heard that thing. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you
oh, the will,
really
democracy works, and we've protected our democracy, and blah 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 blah. Yeah, yeah. When I heard him say that, I was driving down the road. I should never have been driving.
Yeah,
because I just about
ran somebody over.
I just about ran my car into another truck. Coming.
You know what would have been a great question to follow up for that? Well, where's the evidence of that, Joe?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. Well, that he'll never get a question like that.
No.
No. They'll be.
Well, that's because the only thing he knows anymore is what flavor ice cream he likes.
Well. You know, and I think where he really struggled today mostly was when you could tell he went off script a couple times, where he was just kind of talking about something.
Which they probably don't care now.
They don't care.
They'll just use that for evidence to
get him out of there. Yeah.
To.
They're gonna impeach Trump first. That's the first order of business because we're in a pandemic and they got to get him. And again, why are they so scared of Trump? You know, it's obvious reasons. But then you've got.
Because he has all his mental facilities.
Yeah. And people like Schumer and McConnell. Okay, so we're talking about McConnell.
Right? Oh, gosh.
This guy, he's like buddy-buddy now with Schumer.
Oh, of course. Well, I've known Chuck for a long time. Yeah, I worked with him in the Senate, and he's a good patriot. Well, not like the ones that stormed the Capitol the other day.
Not that kind of patriot.
No, he's a...
He doesn't love the country. He just wants to destroy it.
Right.
He's a patriot.
And I'm good with that.
I'm okay with that.
This is my last time in office. I really don't care anymore.
I'm going to retire. I'm worth $22.5 million. I don't really care.
Yeah. No,
that's right.
I just don't like Trump.
Yeah. We're going to get things back to normal.
I don't know why,
now.
But I just don't like him.
I just don't like him because he tweets. He tweets.
He's got scary
traits. He's a disgusting man. Yeah.
He called me the turtle a couple times.
Yeah. He also called him the Terminator a couple times. And Mitch loved that. But then he didn't like the turtle thing. So, yeah. It's just... They just want their little boys club, you know, and that's what they want.
Right.
So they're back to that now.
The Republicans are all going
to
go back to doing what they're good at.
By the way,
I'm going to roll over in my back and pet my tummy.
For those of you
I'll say whatever you want me to.
Right, just pat my turtle belly. So, yeah, I know if you go to Mitch's website, his Senate website, you can actually leave a message for, you can actually put, you know, post a message there. I'm encouraging everyone to do that. In fact, I was going to read the letter.
Mitch, you're a moron.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I sent him a letter. I sent him an email this morning, and I was going to copy and paste it. I tried to copy and paste because once you send it, it's one of those deals where you fill out a form and you send it. You can't see what you sent.
Right.
And I had copied it, and for some reason it wouldn't paste when I tried to get it to paste into my other document. So I was going to read it to everybody, but. Basically, what I said was, you know, I'm done with the Republican Party.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are. Yeah. I don't see the difference right now.
No.
There's no use. I did say
as
that.
As fast as 99% of them all rolled over when Trump.
As soon as they knew he was for sure on the way out, they were like, I'm not going. Like, just, okay, Kevin McCarthy did not go to his farewell thing. He went to church with Joe Biden.
I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, him and Mitch were lockstep with Joe the last 2 days, and McCarthy. I've got nothing to, you know. So I was going to send a message to McCarthy as well, basically the same message, only I was going to flip some names around. I let them know I'm not going to vote for Mike Braun anymore, and I said Jackie Walorski's holding on by a thread at this point, in my opinion, here in Indiana.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I mean, she actually did maintain her objection to the electoral.
Did they all go to Epstein Island together?
Apparently
or something?
Apparently something got something on all of them. So, I mean, Braun has always been a little wishy-washy. He's always been a little bit funny. There were some things, because there was something else that happened earlier, like 2 years ago, where he was siding with the Democrats on something, and it was kind of a big deal. I'm like,
I didn't hear about that.
Because Trump campaigned for him.
Yeah, he did.
And he was all big, I'm all in for Trump. And of course, then once he got into office, he wasn't, you know, he was kind of funny about that. So I'm not sure about Braun.
Term limits.
Then you've got,
I got a better idea.
Firing squad. You serve 2 years
and then we off you.
Term limits? Okay. He was just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Who's that knocking on the door?
Term limits for the House of Representatives, for representatives, and you go back to the way the Constitution originally intended for senators to be.
Yeah, the state just appoints them.
And the state appoints them.
Yeah.
No elections.
Yeah, that might be good.
And you have term limits on them, too.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But
because your governors typically, you know, you're closer to your to your base.
Exactly.
And
that's exactly the point.
And it puts more weight on the governors that you pick as well. So it's more important. So that's a right. big deal. So yeah, so
but anyway.
Anyway, so what was
Mitch.
It? So Mitch.
Kevin McCarthy, to church with Joe.
Going to church with Joe.
Probably to beg for forgiveness.
Yeah, because they want to, you know, they don't want to be on the good on their good side now.
Yeah.
They're not it doesn't matter.
I don't know what they're worried about. The Democrats are going to steamroll everything they want to do anyway.
Yeah, because they are looking at blackballing everybody that supported Trump, and where's that going to end? I mean, this is where it gets scary. This is because they've got.
Is anybody figuring this out?
Not like so.
I mean, this is what happened in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. This is the same thing.
1930s.
Yeah.
This is what happens in Russia.
Yeah.
You know, when Stalin was, you had people reporting on each other.
Yeah. And they started controlling them economically.
It literally is the Twilight Zone.
It literally happens in China. They have people in work groups and you can tell on each other. And if you get kicked out of your work group, you have no way to make it because you don't have a work group. So what they've done here is they're corporatists. They've always been corporatists. Mm-hmm. So they've got big corporations have them in their pocket. They know that they're basically
media.
The media, mm-hmm. Which is big government, is big corporate too.
Right, yeah.
So you've got a few people running the media that run up. They know that if they run a certain percentage of the media organizations, they can basically control the narrative, which is mm-hmm. what they're doing now. So they've got that all set up. Well, excuse me. So now what they're doing is they have, like, okay, let's take Mike Lindell, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Kohl's and I think Target, but Bed Bath & Beyond is booting him out. They're not going to sell his stuff anymore.
Because he's a bad guy.
Because he's a bad guy because he's a Trump supporter.
Well, he wears a cross around his neck all the time.
Yeah, he's too controversial.
Yeah, that's because
we don't like your pillows. So because
I actually have a pillow. I really love it. I really do.
We've got two, and we're gonna get we've got a motorhome and a boat. So I'm gonna get two for the boat.
Yeah.
And at least two or maybe four, maybe 10 for the motorhome.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 more. I'm just gonna buy. I'll just buy whatever you got left in that warehouse over there, Bill.
That's right.
So. Yeah, his business has actually gone up, and hopefully it stays that way. But here's what's scary about this. MasterCard and Visa are getting involved in this.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to stop allowing transfers of money. They may stop campaign fund payments and the ability for people to pay with credit card, with a MasterCard or Visa, and PayPal is also involved, in order to give funding to campaigns.
Mm.
Now you know that's gonna trickle down into people's lives. They're gonna start and they'll hit all the little people that you'll never hear about it.
Yeah.
If they hit somebody like Lindell, it'd make a big difference. But they have to erase him first from social media and they mm-hmm. give him no voice. Then they can take that's the way they do it. They get you silenced, they get you off in a corner, then they take everything away from you. And that's what they're gonna start doing. The financial system is going to be controlled by this. And if you didn't play ball or if they don't like you, they're going to say, oh, no, you got all the freedoms in the world. You got the right to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to allow you on cable TV. We're not going to allow you on this. And if you do go on your own platform, we're going to find a way to destroy that through big tech,
and
through Google searches or whatever. You're not going to be able to find you anywhere.
Right.
And even the domain server people, the people who, because you have to register a domain name. You can't just come up with your own domain name and put, like if I have my own server, I still have to register the domain name.
Yeah.
So if they're talking about going after those guys that qualify domain names, they call it DNS service,
mm-hmm.
that they won't allow people to, they'll take away their domain names.
Amazing.
And it's so this is where we're at.
Yeah.
And
are we in America?
No, not as of today. Not today at noon. Well, we stopped being in America. So yeah, it's all I can say is. And oh, by the way, our new sponsor today is how to speak Mandarin. Mandarin. We have a new class on how to speak Mandarin because you're going to need it. Because
I sure am glad the Supreme Court is there to keep all this from happening.
They're a stopgap for us.
Yeah.
You know, all 2,700 of them are going to be there for us.
Well, better yet, 2 years, we're gonna have another election.
We'll take back the Senate and the House in 2 years. Traditionally, we always take back the House after the election. Because there won't be anything left of America, but we're going to take it back and then watch it just go down the toilet. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, not only that, but we can all count on having a free election
Elections are
at that point.
They're the most fair elections that have ever been. Yeah. There wasn't one smidgen of false
fraud.
Stuff and fraud in that election. There's no evidence. No evidence.
They're probably going to put Stacey Abrams in charge of the
election. She's being in charge of the elections.
So yeah.
Her and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
And those two make a great
team.
And
the Secretary of State of Georgia.
Yeah.
He's good at avoiding questions.
Yeah. And Hillary can control the payroll for that whole thing, that whole operation. Oh, by the way, I did find this little nugget out about Whitmer.
Oh.
Governor Whitmer.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So she is the co-vice chair of the DNC.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about
four
that.
Of them.
Well, how's that going to work?
She'll, if they don't agree with anything she wants, she'll just have them offed, I think.
Yeah.
They'll be in a gulag.
But I mean, why are they going? I mean, it's never been like that way before, right?
Well, because they can't just, because they couldn't find a person of the right color, gender, sexual orientation, all in one.
Gotcha.
So they had to mix, had to get four of them to get the whole group in there.
Gotcha.
The L, the G, the B, the T, and the Q. No, I don't know. But apparently she's going to maintain her governorship, I guess, while she's doing it. Because Debbie Wasserman Schultz was head of the DNC, and she was able to keep her Senate or her House seat. So I think that's the way that's going to work.
Oh, my gosh.
So she'll still be governor, from what I understand.
Well, she's still got to keep things clamped down up in Michigan.
Yeah, she's got to, you know, because if she can't let that get away from her.
No.
No, because that'll get out of control if she starts.
Yeah.
Well, oh, by the way, February 1st, restaurants are going to open up again in Michigan. Because we got to open up our economy.
What day?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait,
we have to open up the economy.
Is that based on science?
Science. It's all science.
Where's the data for that?
Well, it's in her back pocket. she just found it. It just happened to be there.
I thought cases were surging.
They're surging. Everybody's dead. Hey, speaking of cases surging.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
What just happened?
I don't know.
We had, the last count I heard was that we had just broken 220-some thousand people. This was like last week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, last night.
It's because Uncle Joe said it.
Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Ready, go. Junction. So.
Yeah, we're at 400K now.
Now we're at 400,000 people.
And we had to have
like twice as many.
We had to have a period of mourning.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, last night.
And why was he in charge of that? He wasn't even president yet last night. Why was he? And of course, they had all these lights going out. Did you see the whole Capitol?
No, thing? I'm trying to not see anything or hear anything.
This is what we're in for now. This is what we're in for the next 4 years. These lights were lining the reflection pond all the way down. There were lights that were like 10 feet apart from each other on both sides, and they all went out from the Capitol building all the way out to the end of the reflection pond. So they had this little video scene of, oh, look at these beautiful lights that are here. Of course, then they had like 250,000 flags out there because there's not going to be people. So they had to have flags to represent everybody. So they had all these lights out there. And this guy, this reporter who was falling over himself.
Chris Wallace?
No, it wasn't Chris, but he's a Chris wannabe. He's going on and on and on about how it was like.
Don Lemon?
It was like a new era. And it was like, it was as if Joe Biden's arms were reaching out.
Oh, my gosh.
And reaching out to the nation. It just felt like Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, was reaching out to the nation. And these lights just represent his arms reaching. He went over this like four times.
Somebody should have walked up and slapped him.
Apparently. I mean, you'd think that this guy was Obama. You know how enamored they were with that whole thing.
Well, he did get more votes than Obama.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I mean... Dead people came out and
voted 11 million more votes than Obama did.
Yeah. B.O.
And President Trump got more votes than any sitting president ever before.
But I'll tell you what, Joe just crushed
he just crushed him because he's so famous. He's so popular.
Yeah.
It wasn't, apparently.
And he did such a good job of campaigning.
I've always been told that hate is not a good motivator. But apparently.
Oh.
There were so many people that hated Trump so badly they were willing to burn the country down.
Trump bad.
Trump bad because wants to make America great again.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So these people who say that, well, it was never great before. So if he would have just came out and said, well, let's make America great and not put, just, okay, let's just erase the word again.
But But
for the first time in my adult life, I am proud of my country.
I wonder how Michelle feels right now. My Belle Michelle.
She probably feels great.
Does she?
I don't know.
I don't know if she really
likes
it.
She's been working
Joe.
Out, though. I know she's been.
She's probably.
She's like 240. I think she's going to try out for the NFL. They've been calling her. They saw her row in that boat. She was pulling. She was in a rowboat pulling Barack on skis.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was asking to slow down.
Yeah. His cigarette kept going out.
Okay, we're just mean, aren't we? We're just, I know that we're mean and cruel. We're going to beg for forgiveness later. Yeah.
I'm going to start crying
We
again.
Have to spew it all out here somehow, because this is really...
What were we saying? Where were we going with that?
Well...
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make what we say?
I know.
Everything we say from this point on is just going to end up with us in jail.
No, we were talking about something good. What was it?
Joe Biden's arms reaching out.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I can't remember.
Well, yeah, that's and expect the next however long. Well, it's going to be that way with Kami when she takes this office too.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be just all feel good and everything's better. Yeah. You know,
it'll be a total party of, oh my goodness. It's like starry eyed. Look at her because she's the first Black and Eastern Asian woman.
Something.
President.
She's something.
Yeah. And she's something. All right. And of course, if you say anything bad about her policies.
Oh, well, we're going to be racist.
Yeah. You're a racist and you're a misogynist. So now we got that. We got two things going against us. So yeah, it's a.
Yeah. So when America goes down the toilet, what do they gain?
Well, control. I think that's ultimately they get more because they're already pushing for this basic minimum income thing. So they want to have everybody get $1,000 a month initially. Once you put that in, that's not going to stop. Which is just a way to. In order to pay for that, of course,
where's the money come from?
Well, because from you and me, because they're already putting into legislation, and Joe came right out and said it. He said they're going to basically give stimulus money first of all to minority businesses.
Yeah,
and female owned businesses. So,
are there any left?
Is that not that's just part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream, isn't it? That you're not based on the color of your skin.
Right.
It's just...
Or sex, or gender.
He didn't even use that because that wasn't even a thing.
Wait a second. How can he give money to women's businesses when that's identifying a gender?
I don't think he thought of that. I don't think he...
I am so offended now.
Yes, we're both offended. Where's my check? I want an offension. We need to be an offense check. I get $10,000 whenever I'm offended.
I'm not sure I'm going to make the next 2 or 3 years.
Now this is going to be interesting. And you know, it's interesting because I have to kind of wonder how long this podcast is going to last.
Yeah.
Because we'll probably just come in here and record it and then not have to, there's nothing we can do.
Well, we'll still feel better.
Yeah, we'll still feel better. Let's play it back for ourselves.
And laugh at ourselves.
Laugh at ourselves. Then... Yeah. Speaking of which, I really do appreciate everybody, subscribing and sharing this podcast and, our listenership is going up a little bit. Parler was really the launch pad for this thing. We were really gaining ground with Parler. We're on Gab now, and I guess if you're on Gab Pro, which I am going to probably do, we can be live on there.
Well, and you got links on Facebook too.
I have links on Facebook. There's the News According to Me. It's just Facebook/ The News According to Me, and then also
just the links.
Just a link, yeah. I don't. We don't go on there live because that's opening ourselves up for being
censored.
Censored. Twitter, I do post the link.
It's amazing
we
got to even talk like that.
I know, isn't it? Yeah. Well, it's America. So that's what patriots. That's what patriotic America's about. It's making America communist again.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, we're on there. I'm also on Gab. I post the thing on Gab as well. Which I'm not sure about at this point, but and then eventually we'll be live on Gab, so on Gab TV.
I know where we were at. We were talking about restaurants opening up on February 1st.
Oh, yeah. And also Governor Cuomo is the same on the same page. Well, same time. We've got to open it back up again.
So what's going to happen when the numbers surge or just stay the same?
Yeah.
Wait.
They won't report them.
Joe's going to have a 100-day mandate, so that's...
The magic mask is coming to get you.
Yeah, that's going to help.
And he already put it in place. He already signed that legislation, but it's for federal buildings. So the 100... Now, let me ask you this. What federal building...
I'm sure that will help.
Well, what federal building do you know of that you can walk into right now without wearing a mask?
Yeah, that's stupid. I mean, it was so irritating to see all these politicians trying to talk through their masks. I'm like,
yeah,
good grief.
Yeah, it's pathetic. And because they get on the microphone, and there's nobody within 20 feet of them. and of course, when you hear Governor Whitler, we hear her a lot on the radio because she's local, to where our region. Yeah. So they'll have her on the radio all the time and playing her stuff on the news. And it's like...
I'm telling you, man, you put a little mustache on her, and she seriously, comb her hair back, it's got Hitler all
true.
Over it.
Maybe this is a conspiracy theory. We need to look into this. Hmm.
Hitler, Whitmer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so all of a sudden the little light bulb went off and they decide that they need to.
Well, they're not going to have anything left to open
up
if they don't open up now.
You know, we were saying the other day, the last I heard was that 60% of small businesses that have been closed are now going to be permanently closed.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is terrifying.
It is. It's really bad. And when you think about it, the coming economy, if they go down the Green New Deal thing.
Oh, gosh.
And we do the energy independence thing stops, which is that we know we're headed there.
Well, and Pennsylvania voted for Joe because they didn't want oil anymore.
They wanted to destroy themselves. Yeah.
They were, despite the fact that, at 2 o'clock in the morning, he was 800,000 votes behind, but... My gosh, it was a
miracle.
Are you
still living in the past?
Oh,
you just need to
gosh.
Let it go. Because there's no evidence.
Let it go. let it go.
All right, that needs to be on my... I need to write down some stuff that needs to be on my little sound card over here. So I can just... That would be great. That, the toilet flushing, and a lot of other things.
It's going to be... That's what's going to make it super duper hard for me these next years is when all these idiotic things... take place.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, it's going to be a constant reminder to me that it didn't have to be this way.
No.
And it wasn't this way.
Yeah. It was
stolen.
And the fact that it is this way is it's all illegitimate.
Yeah, totally.
I assume you've heard, they're rolling back so many policies right now. The Trump policies that he had going, all the foreign policy stuff is changing overnight.
Yeah.
There's even countries now, even Korea, North Korea now is talking about ramping up nuclear stuff again.
Well, why wouldn't they?
And of course, the Iran thing is going on. But you've also got this interesting thing about our new, we used to have what do they call it when you have a person who represents you to another country? What is that called?
Ambassador.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big word. I forgot it. Our ambassador to Jerusalem. Guess what they're calling the ambassador? That's no longer the ambassador to Jerusalem.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the ambassador to, not Jerusalem, but Israel. Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. So they're including them in the ambassadorship, basically recognizing them as a country. So it's a slippery slope. I mean, they're going down this thing by putting that on paper, gives you an idea of where they're. I would not be surprised if they move the embassy out of Jerusalem.
Gosh.
Well, we have to move that back out of there because that's just causing a lot of tension. We have to move that back out of there.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Every other president for how many years?
Yeah.
Promised to move it there and never did. And Trump just did it.
Yeah.
And it was like,
and it caused so much. Oh wait, it caused so much strife that. How many countries are signing peace deals with Israel now?
Exactly. Well, and John Kerry was the one who said you can't do a peace deal over there without
Palestinians.
Including
Well, we can't have peace breaking out.
No, don't want peace to break out everywhere.
We
need to get back into some more wars.
Yeah.
We need to get the military-industrial complex spun back up again.
Right.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, as long as the good old boy club is back in place in D.C., we're good.
Let's start sending off our brightest and best... best individuals back into war and have them killed off again. Let's say, you know, kill a few.
Well, they're white supremacists.
Well, they're all white supremacists. They'll vote Republicans, or they'll vote Republicans. So we just need to get rid of those. Yeah. They're expendable. We can just get rid of them. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we're headed, folks. So glad we got this chance to cheer everybody up. For some reason, the people who are subscribed to us, they keep dying off. They listen to our show and they just can't do it anymore. No, I think it's good to talk about this stuff because, you know, we have to be realistic about what's happening and not just smooth it over and hope for the best.
Okay, so I agree, but, okay, I'm just going to say 80 million because I believe at least 80 million people voted for Trump.
Yeah.
What are 80 million people going to do?
They're going to listen to this podcast.
Are they?
And buy whatever products we sell.
Of course, that's right.
Mike Lindell pillows. Yeah. We're going to sell.
But I mean, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because when Trump held a rally, they were loyal.
Yeah.
They had passion.
Yeah.
They loved him. I don't believe that's going to go away. And that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Yep. But all these crazy things that they're going to do in the next, in this next couple of years, minimum. It's just going to, in my opinion, I can't see how it's not going to infuriate everybody.
Yeah.
That voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Because everybody that voted for Trump knows that Trump was the legitimate elected president.
Right, right. Yeah. And we've had a taste of what things could have been like.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt that the pandemic is going to make it really difficult to get the economy back up and running the way it needs to be done.
What are they going to do? They're just going to brush that underneath the carpet?
Yeah. But now coming out of, and we are showing signs that we can come back from this, you know, because of the policies that we had in place, it is possible that the United States could come back just as strong and recover from this.
Well, we were starting to.
But what they're doing now is going to destroy it. Now, how do you think that's going to play out? Because the media, if anything goes bad from this point on, you know what they did for the whole 8 years Obama was in? It was all George Trump. It was all George Bush's fault. His economy was why they couldn't recover. We inherited the worst economy ever. Well, that's going to be this way now. Well, we inherited a pandemic that Trump gave us. It was all Trump's fault. We could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, 400,000, 500 million lives. And of course, Biden gets on. He says, did you hear that speech where he said, 123 million people dead?
Oh, yeah, I know.
There's not even that many people in the world that have died.
Seriously, he's not going to last very long.
So that kind of stuff is going on. So they're going to portray, the media is still going to paint the pictures.
Yeah.
They're still going to vilify everybody.
Pravda.
Mm-hmm. Is all the part of the left wing.
Yeah,
they need to be held accountable as a PAC group. Is what they need to be done.
Yeah.
Because they're all propaganda.
So 80 million people are not going to believe any of that.
No.
And
they're going to be mad. And I think even people on the left are going to be mad when the economy just does not recover and gets worse.
Do you think?
A percentage of them will. I don't think that. I think the really hardcore leftists are going to suck it up and say, "Well, yeah, it's all Trump's fault." They're going to believe the Pravda because that's what they do. But I think that there's going to be a percentage of the centrists, which are very few left, the Democrats, and the independents.
Yeah,
the independents are going to go, "This is crazy. This is nuts."
Okay, yeah, but here's the depressing thing about that, and I agree with where you're going with that, but it still comes down to the election day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, are we seriously, we literally rolled over and just let it happen this time around. But I don't know what else we could have done, to be honest with you. I mean, I think Trump's legal team, they took a lot of flack, but it wasn't, no court took any of their cases.
No.
They never got a chance to say anything.
Right.
You know, and with the media the way they were, they just didn't report things like, Pennsylvania just like destroyed all their ballots, things like that.
The shredder truck was just
here. You know, we're going to give the Georgia a pass, even though they're on video.
We did a forensic audit on 15,000 ballots, and the ones we pulled out of that box right over there, Mark, just only check these ballots, that box right over there. It was just a little bitty. It wasn't a suitcase. It wasn't a suitcase.
So, you know, that's what is so befuddling to me right now is I don't know how you have any hope that you're going to be able to do anything about it the next time around.
Yeah.
No matter how mad you are.
Yeah. Well, and we really did count on
unless
those institutions.
Unless you reach for the third box, the ammo box
yeah,
instead
well,
of...
Well, yeah, and you know, I think that that's...
And we don't want that to happen.
No, that's the last thing we want. We don't want to destroy the country. We want, you know, we want... And I think that the people who...
Or do they?
Or do they? Because it's potentially coming for you.
COVID.
Yeah, so... No, I think that really the only thing that could have helped us in this situation is if Congress would have, at least the Republicans in Congress, would have stood up with one voice and said, if they would have had a leader that wasn't Mitch McConnell or Kevin, even Kevin McCarthy, I think would have gone a different direction had he had somebody, had Mitch done something different. Because he looks up to Mitch.
That's true.
Mitch has been around forever. And, I mean, he was there when...
You're right.
When Lincoln,
you're right. You know. I think think the Republicans, none of them stood up for Trump in any of that.
If they would have stood up with one voice and really demanded that, I think there would have been a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
In the SCOTUS, in the whole judicial system, I think would have been different. And I think that even people in the state legislatures, I think would have said, well, maybe we should. You know,
but
maybe.
People were saying that in the state legislatures,
and they were. Yeah, but they got. We found a significant flaw in our system, in the state system, because basically once the election's done, most of them don't meet again. They don't have Georgia doesn't have it. I don't think they had an official.
Georgia.
Was it Georgia or Pennsylvania? Didn't have an official. They had to have the governor has to call a special session, which is, that's ridiculous.
I know.
They need to change that.
But I know, but they're not going to make any changes to the election laws in the next 4 years.
And I think COVID.
And they'll probably make them worse.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Because now they think, well, we can all just do mail-in ballots and we can, you know, that's all so much more convenient and we don't want to spread any kind of diseases or have any kind. So, because that's where this really all went.
I know.
Down south. So it was the whole mail-in ballot thing and the whole COVID thing was all. And, okay.
Well,
how could you paint a better? Okay. So we went through 4 years from day one of President Trump's inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Riots, damage, personal property downtown, I think was estimated at $145 million of damage.
People pooping on the streets.
Had all that crap going on. So we have all that going on. Of course, you know, we have one incident where there's some people breaking in to trying to get into the Capitol building because they're ticked off.
Because they want to take selfies.
And then there's a whole, probably 80% of those were paid off.
Well, yeah.
We know fact that there were BLM and Antifa people there, anti-government people. Who didn't care. They were sneaking in with the group.
Right.
So that we know that happened.
We know that happened. The FBI said it was planned at least two weeks in advance.
Yeah, weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Which means the speech had nothing to do with it.
But we still need to impeach Trump.
Yeah. Because they don't want him to get... But Schumer came out yesterday and said, we can't have him running for office again. We can't have him running anymore.
That's the only reason they're
doing
it.
That's the only reason they're doing that. They're not even hiding it anymore.
Yeah.
So you've got all this going on.
But see, they can. They don't have to worry about hiding anymore.
True. Yeah. They can do everything out in the open.
This is even more irritating.
Yeah. So you had for 4 years, how many different ways did they try to get Trump? First, I played that stuff where they were complaining about the Russia collusion thing at the collection of the electoral vote. So they were already by January 20th.
Right.
They were even before they were already saying that it was the Russian collusion. They were all, you know, it was the Russian collusion. And so they were already doing that. So that went on for 2 years. We had the Mueller report. We had the investigation and all this stuff going on. And that turned out to be a flop, major flop.
Big flop.
And the whole time.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Then we had the call to Ukraine. Yeah. Oh, we're going to impeach him over that. Everything was an impeachment. He tripped. He didn't clip his toenails correctly.
All Adam Schiff.
Yeah. And he's still going after him for that. Well, now, did you hear Hillary? I guess Hillary's got her own podcast now. She's competing with us. She thinks she can compete with us. She had Nancy Pelosi on with her the other day.
Oh, I'm sure that was the...
Can you imagine the train wreck that was? I haven't listened to it yet.
How did they find time to
Well,
to
you know,
talk when between drinks or what?
Between drinks and working on COVID, you know, issues. So they're talking about. Well, guess what? Guess what, Hillary? You will not believe what Hillary Clinton said.
I can almost imagine.
Well, I'd like to know what I'd like to look at the phone records of President Trump when all this was going down at the White House. I bet he was talking to Putin.
Oh my God!
Can you believe that? Talking to Putin during the attack on the Capitol. This is where her brain goes.
Yeah, hey, Vlad. I've got my group breaking into the Capitol right now. What else do you want me to do? The whole Make America Great thing isn't working out so well. They're not electing me again for that.
They've all lost their minds. Yeah.
That just blew my mind that words actually came out of her mouth saying that.
Yeah.
She still believes that there was collusion with Putin.
I thought she was supposed to be the smartest woman around.
Well, if she is, I think the women in this country should rise up and condemn her for being so stupid, because that's not making them look good if she's the smartest one. So yeah, that's going on.
Yeah.
And then after all this stuff is going on, they try to impeach him again. They try to get him again, and it's not working. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, during the investigation, the FBI investigating into Hunter Biden's thing and all that stuff's going on back last year in December.
What FBI investigation of Hunter Biden?
2 years ago. Never mind.
No, there was no investigation.
Nothing to see here.
What you meant to say is when FBI was holding his laptop.
Yeah, we're going to hold his laptop here for a minute and see what it does. see if anything jumps out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to put it in this lockbox. Al Gore left his lockbox over here in the corner, so we're going to put it in the lockbox. So yeah, so all this stuff happens, and we're putting pressure on China, right? We got them in a trade. We got them basically in a
headlock.
Headlock.
Yeah.
We got them where they should have been 20 years ago, when Bill Hillary, oh, Bill and Hillary.
I just saw something that's not G-rated to say right there.
Bill had him sleeping in the Lincoln room, you know, in the White House. All this stuff started happening. So that's when China really started rising up. And all of a sudden, we put the pressure on China. And guess what? A virus from China.
Oh, shocker.
Oh, and it's going to ruin the entire global economy. And it's going to be, in the U.S. is going to feel it first. That's crazy talk. So what are the odds that would just accidentally happen?
Yeah.
That a virus that was patented, by the way, that Fauci has something to do with that patent.
Fauci has something to do with
that. There's a really good report that people, I should put that in my show notes. Not that I have any. But if I had show notes, I would put them in there.
Don't hear much from him anymore.
No. So, yeah, that's true. All of a sudden, he's gone. So the whole thing...
Victim of COVID.
Yeah, sure. they put a mask on him that won't come off. They super glued his mask on. We've got a special mask for you, Mr. Fauci. So, now he doesn't care. He's a billionaire now because he's made all his money on this thing. So, the virus itself, I've also looked into some people who've done some reports on it. You can't get a sample of the virus because it's patented, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is not legal unless it's manufactured.
Shocker.
Yeah. If it's natural, you can't patent something that's natural.
Right.
If it's not natural, you can't patent it because it's a disease. it's either way, it's...
Well, there's no evidence here.
No evidence anywhere.
No evidence. We just don't need to look into that right now.
But the people who have seen it, who have been able to actually do studies on it, these are people from China who've defected, say... It only has the DNA code of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All the other natural viruses out there have it's not it can't be a natural virus because it doesn't have the DNA code.
Right.
There's not enough DNA code. In other words, most natural viruses have like three times the DNA code.
Right.
So it's like So here we go. You know, here we're back to this whole thing of, you know, it's coming for you. But yeah, so...
Fong fong.
And all this happens to just happen to play into the election by... What was one of the first things Nancy Pelosi said back in April?
I know.
In April!
I know.
She's calling for mail-in balloting.
Hand me my drink.
Yeah. Well, you know, my tooth fell out.
They were planning this 2 years ago because they started changing the battleground states started unconstitutionally changing their election laws.
Yeah, 2 years ago they started changing laws. Yeah.
So this was in play a long time ago.
They knew that they were going to have to do something. This was
behind
the scenes. They knew that. Well, it's just like the insurance policy. The
because Eric knew that Fong Fong was. He said, "Hey, can you?"
Here comes Eric.
Can you get your people to let that virus go in a couple months? We got the state legislatures all
nothing else
care
is working
now.
Out. We probably should do this virus thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, I mean, it's you know, it's whoops. The whole thing, I mean, I believe that sometimes you can have coincidences. That sometimes coincidences happen.
Sometimes.
Sometimes lightning strikes twice.
Right.
This is like 4,000 coincidences all in one year.
No. This is one in one quadrillion coincidence.
Exactly.
Because that's what the odds were Uncle Joe to win the election the way that he won it.
The way everything worked out. It's the only way it could
It's right there
out.
In black and white in the Texas lawsuit.
That's right. It's all there. That they wouldn't look at.
That they wouldn't look at.
Yeah. Because
even though it was a constitutional question.
Yeah. And
well, we can't look at constitutional questions.
Look at that.
That's not what we're here for.
We're not gonna, can't look at that.
No, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, we got other things to do.
Yeah. Like add more members.
I got to go down to Epstein's Island. He's expecting me down there in a minute because he's still alive. He's not even dead. There was somebody that guesses some conspiracy guy thinks that Epstein's still alive.
Oh, brother.
So we'll see about that. But so Epstein really didn't kill himself.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, so and what are the odds of that all happening?
Yeah.
You know, the guard falls asleep, the camera stops working for those 2 or 3 hours right there.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody happens to be there, and he just kind of happens to find something to hang himself with on a bed that's like 3 feet tall.
Well, Barr was going to look into that.
Oh, yeah, we're looking into that. That's a part of our investigation.
Right.
We've launched a special counsel.
Maybe, you know, right.
Here's something.
We'll never find out anything that either.
Let's say for a minute that I've got a laptop with pictures of me with a crack pipe in my mouth. And I've got underage girls.
Oh, I thought you did.
Pictures. Well, I can neither confirm nor deny. So, say I've got all this stuff, and I've got these pictures of all these underage girls and all these emails of things that I've done and stuff where, that implicates my dad. And you know, let's say he's maybe
the big guy?
Yeah, the big guy. And let's say I'm talking about money and keys and stuff to offices and all this stuff. Let's say I've got all that on my laptop. And the FBI gets a hold of that.
Mm.
Or just the local, let's just say the local city police gets a hold of that. Do you think they're going to have a special investigation?
No.
Or do you think I'm going to be in prison that night?
Well, it depends if you're running for president or
well,
not.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you're running for president,
I could just, so that's
what
I'm going to
do. Go.
If I get pulled over by a cop tonight going home, if I'm doing 90 miles an hour and I get pulled over, I'm going to say, hey, I'm running for president. You can't touch me.
That's right.
That's right. You can't touch me. So, yeah, so how long would it take them to get me in prison? They wouldn't have to launch a special counsel.
Well, that's because we don't have a single-tier justice system anymore. We have a two-tier justice system.
There's two tears coming out of my face right
now. Yeah.
The size of an ocean.
And that's the other thing that's got people upset. I don't know. You know, it goes back to, like, when we were talking, one of the things that I wonder about, why didn't Trump just take a flamethrower to the FBI, seriously, and just fire everybody that needed to be fired?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand how...
Because he could have.
How that functions, because he got rid of Comey. The next guy that steps in is Ray, right? Rosenstein was actually he was the interim.
Yeah.
So are they allowed to just appoint whoever they want to in that? I mean, because it's almost like they got this...
No.
It's like a box of Chiclets. If they get rid of one, the next one pops up.
I thought Trump nominated Ray.
He was the next one in line. The way I understood it, he was already there and they put him in because he was sitting there in the congressional hearings, sitting there next to, not Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe.
Yeah, but again, you have something that the FBI is there to do, like investigate fraud in an election.
Right.
And they don't lift one finger for 3 months, and yet somebody blows up their RV and they all of a sudden have, they can find, go through, you know, mounds of junk and find DNA and find, you know, and then same with the Capitol riots. They find all this time to riots, quote unquote, they find all this time to identify people via pictures and stuff.
Yeah, they're rooting through thousands of pictures and video.
But they can't find any time to investigate. So to me, that's just blatant that they were not in the tank for Trump whatsoever.
No.
So again, why didn't I just wonder that? Why didn't Trump just totally clean house when he came in?
It makes you wonder how
he had to have known that was that was the case.
I think as time went on and all this stuff started happening, especially this year, I think he started finding out that the swamp is much more vast and
deep and wide, deep and wide.
Oh, I had to say that, didn't I?
Well, because you know what's going to happen now.
Yeah, the singers are showing up.
I don't know if I can find the singers. Where are the singers? I don't know where they went. I think they're on page one. There they are. They're here somewhere. They're going to throw a little song in here. This is my favorite part. Right there. Deep and
wide, deep and wide. This song's going to be in my head again. I don't have anybody to blame but me. Deep and wide, oh, the D.C. swamp is deep and wide. And it's so slimy, oh, so slimy. And getting worse.
Yeah.
It's so slimy, oh, so slimy. Wide, oh, the DC swamp is deep and wide. The DC swamp is deep and wide.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess it's a big hit now. Now we got too many buttons over here. Yeah, we what were we talking about? Yeah, I think that over the last year, it's been so. I think it's been a revelation to him. When Trump took office, I really do believe he's an optimistic guy. And I think he really believed, I'm going to get in here. I'm going to start making some changes. We're going to see this economy take off. They're going to get behind me. This is going to be the best thing that America has ever done because everybody's going to get on board with this, and we're going to have a plan to really make us economically strong, militarily strong. We're not going to get into wars. We're not, we're going to have peace, and we're going to make some negotiations.
You mean common sense?
Common sense stuff.
Wow.
We're going to.
That's what was so refreshing.
We're going to come together as a country again and do.
We did actually.
And we did. But then you had people who, because he said that Mexico's not sending their best people down to us. Oh, you're a racist!
My God!
Orange man bad. Orange man bad. Oh, you're a pig. Oh, yeah. let's forget about the fact that Joe Biden, actually has charges that were brought up on him that have disappeared as well.
Yeah, well,
because he actually physically did do something and not just talk about it. Just stuff like that. So I think that as Trump, as time went on, he started realizing this is just pure evil.
Yeah.
And why he wasn't able to do that. I mean, because he had the...
Yeah.
You had the Justice Department basically is a mess, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It is another, it's just like the media. It's just the left, the another arm of the left wing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got people like Strzok and those people, I've got an insurance policy. No way this guy's going to be president. We've got an insurance policy.
Yeah.
And Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, and
all
the other people that were involved in that thing. And then you've got, what's his name's wife, who is a part of, who was it? I can't remember all the names anymore. But all those people who were involved in all this stuff that was going on with the whole thing with Christopher Steele and everything that was happening with the dossier. And then you got we talked about the Five Eyes, I think, last time.
Yeah,
right. And so you've got British people involved, and the British deep state is also involved in this whole thing. How deep does this go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's no end to it. And so I think, though, that people have seen the wart on their soul.
Yeah.
So I just think that it'd be really interesting to see what happens over the next little while, because Trump, I don't think Trump's going away, and his people, his followers.
He had a really good farewell speech.
Yeah, yeah, he really did.
Yeah, this is very good.
So I think that
4 years too early in my world, but
yeah, too bad. And I guess that's what's so aggravating about this, what's so infuriating about it, is just that it doesn't have to be this way. It wouldn't have to be this way.
And you had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
It just reminded me.
Everything that goes on over the next two or three years is just going to be, you know, everybody's going to be shaking their head going, it didn't have to be, it shouldn't be this way. Not just that it doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way.
No, it absolutely should not.
So, yeah. Can you imagine what would have happened if the real results of this thing would have been California? We took the House. We took the Senate. We took everything.
Kept the Senate.
Kept the Senate. Yeah. And then had all these, like, had...
Yeah, minimum, the Republicans should be 54 seats in the Senate.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
If that would have happened, the mandate that he would have...
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about... Michelle Obama.
B.O.
Yeah. He It literally would have... I think it would have helped the country realize, hey, we're not... We are catching on. We are, right. We are turning the corner here. It's... Now they've left it as, we're all marginalized. Oh, there's not enough of us. Oh, we're all a bunch of losers.
Yeah. Well...
And...
Yeah, divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. That's the way the way they work.
Yep.
At some point, they're coming for you, regardless of what side you're on. I just think that people are going to find out real fast that it doesn't matter. Like the one guy who had his house being attacked by BLM.
Yeah.
Antifa or whatever. I think they were BLM, actually. He's like, oh, look at my Biden sign. I got my Biden sign out in the window or out in the yard there. Don't attack my house. I'm on your side. It's like, they don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Just become a zombie now. Get
zombie,
the vaccine.
Yeah.
Become a zombie.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
On that chilly.
On that chilly
happy note. Chilly, happy, happy,
chilly, happy
chilly,
note. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
I was gonna say cheery.
Cheery, chilly. Yeah, what difference does it make? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose we're just going to call it a show. So, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be up bright and early doing the show.
Woo-hoo.
And hopefully talk a little bit more about some of the things that were said today. I'm hoping to actually have a little discussion on some of the things, some of the prophecy stuff that had gone on.
Yeah.
And we're going to, because we didn't really get a chance to talk about that much.
Yeah.
And just... I haven't heard much about the response from some of the people. But
I'll be... See if I can find some stuff on that tonight at the internet's still available.
Yeah, let's put that together. Yeah, that'll be shut down. Yeah, we'll put that together and maybe have a discussion about that tomorrow as well, but kind of see where we go from here. I guess that's the next discussion is...
How do we go
from here? And what do we expect from the economy? What do we expect from how life in general will be affected by all this stuff?
So,
yeah.
Gonna be interesting.
Gonna be interesting. God bless everybody. Have a good night. Try to, at least.